Let's get right to it, because it is time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you,
which is brought to you by
Gang Gang. That was good. Coconut. Gang Gang. Grass. Ice cream so good. Gang Gang. Yes, back on. Gang Gang. Ooh, take your destiny. Take your smoke. Ice cream so good. Hee-haw, yes. You gotta feel like a cowgirl. Let me write it, huh?
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
What just happened to me?
What just happened?
Gordo's listening to NPC people on his computer.
What's that?
Greatness.
It's amazing.
What's NPC?
It's basically, you can give them commands and they'll do whatever you say.
What are you commanding her to do?
Eat ice cream.
Well, you throw up like emotes or something like this, and she responds to these icons, and you put up popcorn, and she goes, popcorn's so good. I don't know all the stuff she says.
Why
did
she say pick of destiny?
Did she?
What?
I thought so.
What are you?
Gang gang.
Oh my god. Gang gang. Okay.
Thank you, baby. This is so cute. Bruh. Gang gang. Gang gang. Gang
gang. What a waste of time.
It's great.
But he hasn't given you the best
hours.
Part.
She's hours super, at a time.
She's super hot. So that's part of it.
She's not real.
Well, she's real.
Oh, she's real.
She pretends to be an NPC.
You guys are
insane.
Genius.
She makes millions of dollars doing it.
Here he is, the Cobra. Oh, yeah. Here's Cobra. Cobra.
Okay. Gordon Keith joins us for our Thursday edition of The Rant.
He sure does.
Off to a flying start. So, we all watch Game of Thrones. The 8 or 9 seasons that ran, and
first episode was the hottest.
The one where the entire series is based around a brother having sex with his sister?
What? No? I was talking about the introduction of Bryn Stark, who's my favorite character.
Oh.
Genge.
Okay. Wait a
minute. Yes, strong woman. Yes, back on fire. It was you, Momo.
Okay.
I.
This is why Gordon's insane. He does this to himself.
No.
He's hooked up to an IV of insanity at all times.
Wow. So that show ended a couple of years ago, and immediately they start working on David Benioff and, is it David Weiss? I believe so. Well, whatever the case, Dan Weiss, David Benioff and Dan Weiss, they start working on their next project, which started shooting 2.5, almost 3 years ago, and it's going to come to your television set on the Netflix, which they signed an exclusive deal with, or who they signed an exclusive deal with, in March. In the middle of March, you will see their brand new show called Three Body Problem. Which, as they say, is a much bigger and wilder gamble than Game of Thrones ever was. The trailer dropped yesterday or 2 days ago for the series. And Three Body Problem is a book. The TV show is based on a book. And I believe it's a trilogy. And it is about aliens attacking the Earth. But Earth has 400 years to get ready for it. So you have time.
They gave us warning?
They like set an appointment?
Well, from what I can read, and I do not know if Ham is involved in this. It seems like a Ham type series. But a bunch of scientists are killed. And you don't know if it is Earthlings sympathizing with the aliens who want scientists to be killed because they could potentially outsmart the aliens, or if the aliens themselves are getting inside the heads of scientists and killing them in their own way. But whatever the case, scientists are dying all across the world. And that's how this starts. And then, I guess, slowly but surely, you figure out that there's going to be an impending alien invasion, and it's how the Earth deals with it. And it looks spectacular, as it should be.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah, I do too. And money, obviously, is no problem, because when those two guys signed their deal with Netflix, they said, look, this is what we want to do, and we kind of need an unlimited budget. And the unlimited budget was about $200 to $300 million, and they say that each episode, each 45-minute to hour-long episode, just like Game of Thrones was, is like a mini-movie, but they cost about $30 million each to make.
$250,000, a quarter of a million.
Yes, it is absolutely insane the amount of money that Netflix not only gave these guys for their exclusivity in creating projects, but the budget that they have for these projects.
$30 million per 45-minute episode.
Yeah, or however long they are. Let's say hour 10 max, I would assume, just like Game of Thrones, but 45-minute minimum for sure.
Imagine the catering that you can get with that sort of cash.
Imagine what we could pay teachers.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
And mailmen.
Yeah.
Women. Male people.
They are our true heroes.
They're not going to do their Confederacy show?
Was that part of the...
That was scrapped.
What do you mean?
It was supposed to be their follow-up to Game of Thrones. It was if the Confederacy won, but they got so much backlash that they didn't do it.
Oh. You mean when the Confederacy will win?
It's not what I said.
Oh.
It's wow. You.
Oh, shut up.
Gang, gang.
So March 21st on Netflix will be three body problem. And one of the main characters is Liam Cunningham. He was Sir Davos.
Wow, a letter gift for you. Gang, gang. Gang, gang. Oh, special. Oh, special.
You're telling
fire.
Me she's rich.
Oh, special. Oh, special.
Yeah, she'll do this for like hours at a time, and people just pay her so much money.
And she is hot?
She's absolutely rich, yes.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that?
I don't know how popular it is now. This really hit peak, you know, like, a, I don't know, 8 months ago or something.
Is she
like
nude?
That.
No.
No.
I watched
not
this last night.
Everyone has to be nude, Corby.
I don't know why. I can't not be nude.
It would be better if she was nude.
Yeah.
I agree.
So Liam Cunningham is one of the stars. He was Sir Davos on Game of Thrones.
Love that guy.
And then the cult leader is played by Jonathan Pryce, who was the High Sparrow on Game of Thrones. There are several Game of Thronesians, I know, that are in there. And it is really weird. Like, Jonathan Pryce, I've seen him in a bunch of things. But most of those actors, you'd only seen them in Game of Thrones and in Game James of Thrones Bond. Gear. And it's bizarre to see them out of character, out of the clothing. Like, that they don't really have a human life. But I guess
High
we'll see.
Priest was one of the creepiest
oh my
characters
God,
ever.
Dude. That was the shame season, right?
Yeah.
Shame. Speaking of nudity.
Throwing stuff at Cersei. Weren't they flinging dung at her when she was walking nude?
Yes. And that wasn't
Corby's
really her.
Dream.
That wasn't really her walking, right? Like, she said that they got a body double to stand in for.
Which is a genius thing that Hollywood does. Like, most of the time when you see a naked famous actress, it's a body double.
Yeah.
Which is great because the woman who is actually out there, she doesn't show her face, and so she maintains her anonymity. And then the actress, you know, looks awesome because they hire someone with a fantastic body and they don't have to feel so exposed.
So
what
was your... Yeah. I don't know if you guys talked about this on Muse in the News, but there's going to be a new Linda Ronstadt movie starring Selena Gomez as Linda Ronstadt. We talked about it yesterday.
And yeah, then, I heard you bagging on Linda Ronstadt saying, I don't know too much about her.
I don't.
She's some old mom music.
I don't know much about her.
You have to admit, it's definitely mom music.
Your mother definitely listened to that when you were in the Oldsmobile driving around with
her. It was out at that time.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, right.
Okay, well,
we're not disparaging.
But she wasn't listening to
Beatles is nothing but mom music.
No, but like we were into Van Halen then. I wasn't into Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah, I know, but why is she mom music but Beatles isn't?
That's a great question. We should ask moms.
Because you know what? My mom did not listen to the Beatles. That was too edgy for her.
They were in witchcraft.
But Linda Ronstadt and Anne Murray and the Carpenters and Captain and Tennille, that was wheelhouse stuff for my mom. Because it was safe.
Gosh.
If only
All
her
beatings.
If only her and Aaron Neville would do more duets.
But
yeah, well, it wasn't a high point for her.
Were you hot? Because, again, I know so little about her outside of being a good-looking lady that fronted the Eagles band before the Eagles split off. Were you into her?
No, but I knew people who were. And
kids?
They were all moms.
Exactly.
They were moms.
No kid was into them.
He agrees with us. He's just playing the other side. That's what he does.
I just saying, don't reduce the woman's career to just say this stupid music your mom listens to when she's vacuuming. And
well,
dad's
no,
dinner ready.
There's a market for mom music, but let's just define it as such.
I think.
All right. Well, what's today's mom music? Like what's Sally dancing around to at home?
See, but that's the thing.
The
is that
Top Gun soundtrack.
Women of that generation, women of that generation are so different because the moms of today grew up on rock and roll. And so those moms didn't, even though the Beatles came along, they branched off a little bit. They branched off into soft things. Now moms don't have that. They don't have to do that. They grew up on Def Leppard and things like that, and so they're kind of hip
okay,
to
was,
that.
Was Air Supply a mom band?
Yes.
No doubt.
Yeah, my best friend's mom loved Air Supply, and she was really hot, too.
Yeah.
Dancing around in those jeans to I'm All Out of Love.
I'm so lost.
You know, that was my first concert.
Was it really?
On accident. We were at
Your
Six
Flags. Your
first
concert was Air Supply?
Yeah. Sixth grade.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Now everyone knows the answer to your bank security question.
Every password is Air Supply. No, so we were at Six Flags, and it's, I don't know, Gordon, if you remember when they opened that band shell, that little amphitheater where bands would come and play.
Yeah.
Sometime in the early 80s. And so sometime in there, we were at Six Flags, and they let us walk in there for free. And Air Supply was playing, and I just stood back there and watched like three songs and left. And
I mean, nothing at all.
That counts, right? That's I was there at a concert.
Out of nothing at all.
I watched it. That was my first concert. Or do you have to pay money? And the plan is to actually go to a concert.
No, I think that counts. I mean, you saw somebody who was very famous at the time.
A world famous band play live. That counts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Michael Jackson biopic Michael has been dated for a global release on April 18th, 2025.
Who did they cast as the kids?
Of his kids? Blanket and Pepsi?
I believe it's Paris and Blanket and Greg Brady.
Or
I don't know what the other one's name is.
Who did they cast for the kids? In the Jackson 5, like, what were you asking?
Well, how far into their life is he, his life is, are they going to go?
So,
you know exactly
Conrad Murray?
What he's asking.
Oh, the kids.
Yes.
Who played the kindergartners?
Yes.
Are they just going to completely edit that out?
They're definitely not going to cover that.
I think that there is a 0% chance that they talk about any of that because the guy that is doing it is the guy that did Bohemian Rhapsody. And that was kind of the safe Queen movie. They didn't get into too much of Freddie and what was going on. And I think also, thanks, Freddie. It says the film will cover all aspects of Jackson's life, though it is unclear how or even if it will address the many controversies involving the late icon.
Well, I can help you with this. They're not going to, because we've learned that Michael Jackson, an enormous part of his audience, is more than happy to either assure themselves it didn't happen or ignore it altogether.
Yeah. And these
what part is that, Bob?
His fan base.
And these are grown-ups, like 50...
Don't try to put me in checkmate. You can't.
50-year-old people that are just like, I didn't do anything. I don't want to hear it. I don't know. It's great music. Play Beat It. It's awesome.
Bob Slur.
He can dance, too. Look at that. Moonwalk. Glove. All of it. Perfect. Didn't rape kids.
They don't say that.
They're willing to push it all aside and not even have a discussion about it. They don't want to have a discussion about it, which is weird to me. Like, meh. Not going to talk about it. that his best friend was a chimp and an 8-year-old.
It's a monkey!
Yeah, who are they going to cast as Bubbles? Bubbles is dead, right?
Yeah, Bubbles passed away.
Like Bubbles was right next to him in the bed, and Conrad Murray realized he OD'd both of them at the same time as he was pushing the IV.
Yeah, I think Liz Taylor was down there too.
What?
You remember all the photos that surfaced with Liz Taylor and the monkey? Yeah. Like her and Michael Jackson were good friends.
Why were they such good friends?
Dude.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Monkey.
I don't know. When you were first introduced to Elizabeth Taylor, were you of that age? We talked about this a couple weeks ago. Were you of that age where Larry Fortensky was the first time that you saw her? That era of Liz Taylor, and you're like, wait, what's everyone freaking out about?
The booty.
Right.
This is just an old fat lady with a bad haircut.
Well, I didn't
make that
think
into
of her
promo.
That way. I thought of her as more of an aging legend.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's come back. Let's get the rant cranked up. And it looks like Dave Lane will join us as well.
Yay!
Let's send Dave a clean feed link next. God, kill her!
Gang, gang.
The Musers go top shelf with their hot Stars Opinions tomorrow morning at 8:55 with Stars analyst Razor Ray. Brought to you by Low T Center and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
It is 5:20. It's a hard line. It's Thursday. This is the Rant Revival with our stars of the rant for years, Gordon Keith, Corby Davidson, and depending on whether Clean Feed made it happen, Dave Lane?
Hello. Does this work?
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it works.
Unbelievable. Gordon, have you talked to Dave since he became a father? This is your chance.
I have indeed. As a matter of fact, Dave
was
my guest on my Twitch stream last week, and tonight we have a Twitch stream at 7:35.
How about that?
Twitch.tv/actualGordonKeith. But also, in addition to that, I went over to Dave's house to meet his new child.
He held the baby.
Oh, I did. Sweetest baby ever, man. That little guy, I mean, he just slept the whole time like a little angel.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gordon got a full dose of oxytocin.
Yes.
So, you know,
my milk let down while holding him.
Did Dave go skin to skin with you, Gordon?
Did he try to hold you skin to skin?
That's something that Dave and I did just to show him that everyone should be comfortable with skin to skin.
We triple spoon skin to skin.
When did skin to skin start? It was not around when
somehow
I was.
We missed it, I guess.
When I was a father, or I am a father, when I first became a father. Right? Like, was this around when your daughter was born? Because she's.
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty new agey.
Sounds like a bunch of liberal crap to me.
It sounds extremely woke.
Okay, what is the point?
You go broke if you do skin to skin.
The baby can smell you better then, and that way when you have diarrhea, it can sense it. Yeah.
Yeah, it can smell your musk and your pheromones.
Right. And then,
and
like,
I guess it can feel your heartbeat. I don't know.
And then when you're like when the kid's like 30, if you're even within a county, they know when you went number two.
Yes. Yeah, you're supposed to hold them over the bowl after you go number two so they can
know your scent.
And then they're like a bear.
They can track you down within a tri-county.
Oh, yeah. Area. That way, when you have a silver alert, they no doubt can find you.
Mm-hmm. And Dave, with the cluster of hemorrhoids, that's just dripping scent off of them.
Yeah, constantly.
Are you guys familiar with the rapper known as Viper?
No.
I'm not.
Okay, he's in Houston.
I've been to his room in LA.
Okay, you don't want to say that you've been to his room after what I'm getting ready to tell you.
Oh, no.
Viper is a Houston rapper who has many songs on Spotify. His most popular has 1.6 million streams. It is called You Cowards Don't Even Smoke Crack.
I think Bob recorded that song once.
Yeah, I feel like he's totally stealing my ideas now.
Now, he tweeted yesterday, for the first time in a while, I am innocent, I am out of jail.
Mm.
He is 52 years old. His name is Lee Carter. He's charged with aggravated kidnapping and beyond because apparently Viper was trolling a very rundown area of Houston when he saw a pregnant woman panhandling. This was 4 years ago. She said that he offered her $1 and asked if she needed help. And she said yes. Viper took her to his house, as anyone would do, after he gave her the dollar, and then locked her in his garage for 4 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What?
So she had the baby in the garage?
She had the baby in the garage. He claims that the couple was in a consensual relationship.
Off.
And will plead.
Yes, a garage-based consensual relationship.
Will plead not guilty at his court hearing in a couple of weeks. Unfortunately, according to the story, a woman texted 911, so she got a hold of the phone, and this was the woman that was given the $1, said she was being held against her will. I didn't know you could text 911. That's kind of hip.
Yeah, I guess I didn't know that either.
Real hip.
Dave makes a good point, though.
That it's real hip? Yeah. Officer but said...
Do they, like, if you just had time to text emojis, could they decipher what your emoji haiku would be?
Right.
Because she didn't know English because she had been in there for so long, right? She'd never learned how to read and write.
Quack, quack, quack. She put garage, bathtub, baby, and then handcuffs.
What is this woman doing? Officer said they arrived at the home. They pried open the garage door from the outside and discovered...
always a bad sign in a news story.
And they discovered a makeshift toilet. I've always wondered what that means.
A.K.A. a bucket.
Well, they said that the makeshift toilet didn't flush. So is it ornamental?
How did you say that word, Corby?
What?
Shift.
Oh, no, make okay, shift.
Okay. That would be a weird way to describe a toilet. It'd be kind of redundant.
It's like you have a urinal and then you have that.
It's a company. It's a company of toilet manufacturers. And they
you have a make pee toilet and then you have a make
like, can you imagine going to buy a toilet at Home Depot?
Boy, honey, maybe we should consider this manufacturer. No,
they seem to really get what we're going for.
It's rated for both kinds of...
That sounds like you would buy that like in an... some sort of Asian market.
Yeah, it's definitely made in China.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They go to the...
I hate to break it to you, Gordon. They go to the bathroom, too. So,
Who does?
The makeshift toilet did not flush, and a mattress covered with fresh vomit.
Fresh vomit?
Why do they
change it every day?
Why do they have to put that in there?
That does make it worse. I'd rather have fresh. I would not want fresh vomit over old vomit.
No, but why do they have to put that in the story?
At least it was a makeshift
vomit. Right. Along with diapers, snack chips, and Twinkies. The garage had a lock on the inside that needed a key to be open. The woman wore, quote, filthy clothes, appeared malnourished, and weighed about 70 pounds.
What?
She told the police she had not showered in 2 months and survived on chips and other snacks. I'm assuming Twinkies. And she contacted 911 by using a texting app on Viper's laptop.
What?
Yeah.
What about the baby?
TikTok.
Why is this not a bigger story?
How old was the baby?
okay, this is the thing. They say they have a three, or he says they have a three-year-old child together. I do not know about the baby that she had in her belly whenever he gave her the initial dollar.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wait, so that baby was not found?
We don't know. It says it's not immediately clear what happened with the woman's alleged pregnancy at the time she met Carter. Yeah.
Check the mattress.
Well, how popular is Viper? I mean, is this like some spare guy who calls himself a musical artist?
He has a million plus streams on that one song.
Yeah, but you can pay organizations overseas to drum up your metrics.
Yeah, but is Viper the type of guy that's going to be paying Laotians to pump up his Spotify
account? No, but
no disrespect.
I might submit to you that a big part of that audience might have been attracted to his Spotify merely from the news story. Don't you think?
Maybe so.
Think it came afterwards?
Good stuff. Corbin.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of amazed this isn't a bigger news story because it sounds like one of those most horrific of stories. The home imprisonment of a stranger is right up there with the most shocking of all news stories, is it not? Who's with me?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go ahead, and I know if none of you guys have yet, but I'm going to go ahead and condemn it.
Hot.
I don't know exactly why you guys are being so hesitant.
What was the guy's name that did this in Cleveland?
And I want to hear both sides of the story.
Oh, okay. That's good.
What was the Cleveland guy's name that had the three women? They all ran out? Ariel Quattro or?
Ariel Quattro.
It's Corey Taylor.
Is it?
Corey Taylor.
Ariel Gonzalez.
Yeah, it's something DJ would know.
The guy from Cuba?
Yeah, DJ's in that community.
Bob, do you use Laotian click farms to pump up your Sturm stack?
He does.
I haven't considered that at this point.
Pump up the ratings on makeshift toilets.
Right.
Ariel,
the other name.
Castro.
Ariel Castro.
Ariel Castro.
Yeah. Who died in prison, right?
I
believe he did.
It
I'm almost positive he did.
No, that was Fidel Castro.
Let me get to the bottom of this, Corby. Efferding.
I think he was killed or...
He died September of 2013.
Yeah. We need to send the widow a ham. Mm.
And...
Don't know how.
I'm working on
it. Viper's net worth has gone up since he was arrested.
Okay,
Castro found hanging from a bedsheet in his detention cell at the Correctional Reception Center in Orient, Ohio. 1 month into his life sentence.
So in this story, she pleaded with Viper to let her go, but he threatened her with violence on every occasion. On one occasion, she said she broke the garage window while authorities were at the house and crawled out to get their attention.
Oh.
She was taken to the hospital and released to him.
In this news story, it says Viper, who identifies as Black Jesus, claims to believe he is the second coming of Christ.
Oh, okay. Well, that maybe he is then. That would explain things.
Yeah. That's not a very funny story.
No.
Except wish Corby had chosen differently here.
Let's do something funnier.
The fresh vomit. where we were looking.
The best we could do with the manufacturer of the toilet.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So Black Jesus as his miracle, he created a makeshift toilet.
She's black.
Go on, Gordon.
I was just going to say, let's keep the woman and her children in our prayers.
Let's do that. Indeed.
And some thoughts, too.
And Dave's child in your prayers as well.
Indeed.
Dave.
As Dave won't put his shirt back on.
Did he get a waiver from human resources for up here that he can remain shirtless when he returns?
Yeah, because you have to do this for like 3 months for them to fully get your scent across county lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And Dave's all
and when
hairy
I come
like
back
Robin
to the
Williams.
Show, right. When I come back to the show, it's been so long, you guys won't recognize me, so I need to go skin to skin with you guys. So,
that's true.
Yes, we need to recognize your scent as well.
I appreciated that before Dave left for paternity leave that he bonded with us. He did lots of skin to skin leading up to it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So we can,
where when he walked back through the studio door, we wouldn't kill him because we would identify him as a stranger.
We truly are bears now.
Yeah. And sometimes the best skin to skin is your outside skin and my inside skin.
Whoa.
He's right. Is he? I had to think about it for a second, but he is right in that regard. Whoa. That is Dave Lane, brand new father. And Gordon Keith.
Yes, 735. 735
tonight on twitchtv.stream.gov.org.gordo.
Where he's joined,
you, Corby.
Where he's joined by this lady.
Gang,
for,
gang.
Yeah.
Gang, gang.
She'll give her first interview.
All right.
Oh, you mean the gang gang lady.
Yeah, her, not the rapper lady. All right, there you go. Thank you, boys.
Just to be clear, she did not become a rapper through the...
No.
No.
She did not.